From NPR News in Washington, I'm Noor Rahm. The top Republican in the Senate reports progress in negotiations between Congress and the White House on raising the debt limit. Mitch McConnell tells CNN he hopes to present a plan to his fellow Republicans soon.
We're still working on the parameters of it. We're very, very close to being able to recommend, I am, to my members that this is something they ought to be able to support.
In a separate interview with CNN, Democratic Senator Charles Schumer says there's still no deal, that many issues remain unresolved, but there are hopeful signs.
Default is far less of a possibility now than it was even a day ago, because the leaders are talking and talking in a constructive way to come up with a solution that would avoid default. But there are lots of things that are not filled in and many more discussions to go.
On Meet the Press, White House advisor David Plouffe says today is critical to get an agreement in place. There is a general agreement, he says, on a plan that would cut the deficit in two stages, with the trickier issues of entitlements and tax reform left for the second round of negotiations. Activists and Western diplomats say at least 100 people were killed in Syria during a new military crackdown against anti-government protests. NPR's Deborah Amos reports from Beirut.
The Syrian army shelled neighborhoods on the outskirts of the city, and tanks rolled over makeshift barricades on the way into Hama, said residents reached by phone. With sustained fire clearly heard in the background, residents describe an assault that began before dawn. Casualties quickly overwhelmed the hospitals. An army offensive in eastern Syria also intensified against army deserters, say activists, in the town of Deir ez-Zor. In Damascus, thousands have been detained in the past 2 days. These stepped-up assaults come a day before the Muslim holiday of Ramadan, when the opposition plans to step up protest against President Bashar al-Assad. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Beirut.
The president of Yemen is calling for an end to anti-government protests during the holy month of Ramadan, which begins tomorrow. For 6 months, protesters have been calling for the president to step down. Protests are increasing in Israel over the high cost of living. Shira Frankel reports from Tel Aviv.
More than 150,000 Israelis took to the streets Saturday night in what the Israeli press called the largest domestic protest in the country's history. The protesters said they were spurred to action by high housing costs. Many of them chanted, "The people demand social justice," and suggested the government subsidize housing projects for young couples and students. The protests started 2 weeks ago when activists pitched tents along one of Tel Aviv's priciest avenues. Other groups have since joined the protest, including Israel's Labor Federation and doctors protesting poor working conditions in hospitals. For NPR News, I'm Shira Frankel in Tel Aviv.
And you're listening to NPR News from Washington. A boating accident in Moscow is heightening concerns about lax safety rules in Russia. A crowded motorboat slammed into a barge in the Moscow River early this morning. Officials say 9 people were killed, including the captain. There were a total of 16 people on the boat, which had a maximum capacity of 12. It struck a docked barge before daylight and quickly sank. The survivors managed to swim to safety or were rescued. The Moscow River runs past the Kremlin and has been a popular route for barges and tour boats. There's a new requirement to getting a driving license in Britain. As Ari Miller reports, motorists now must say whether they will agree to donate their organs.
29% of British register to donate their organs after death, and the government hopes the number will double by making everyone face the question when they renew their driving license or get one for the first time. While critics say this is the first step to compulsory organ donation, it's welcomed by the National Health Service. 8,000 people are on its waiting lists, and it says 1,000 die each year due to a lack of available organs. The previous government proposed allowing hospitals to remove organs from dead patients without consent, but backed down after opponents said it would take away patients' rights over their bodies. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
Wildlife experts are concerned that the drought in Texas is killing this year's oyster harvest. The dry conditions make the waters in Galveston Bay saltier than usual, good conditions for disease and predators. They say many of the oysters now being taken from the bay are dead. Meanwhile, the problem in Louisiana and Mississippi is too much water. Floods have affected harvests there. Oysters are a $217 million industry in the Gulf Coast. I'm Noor Rahm, NPR News in Washington.